Sanders in New Hampshire this week. He's seriously considering a run in 2020.
People have asked me to give this serious consideration, and I think I owe it to those people to do just that.
As for a possible run, Hogan says he won't launch a, quote, suicide mission against President Trump and needs to see a path to victory. The FBI now assisting in the investigation of a driver who police say intentionally drove his vehicle into pedestrians in Northern California last evening. Eight people recovering from injuries after police in Sunnyvale say the driver plowed into them as they were waiting to cross the street. After the incident, the adult male driver was taken into custody after his car struck a tree. And this is USA Radio News.
The best sleep of my life has been since I got a MyPillow and since I got my Giza Dream sheets. I have to tell you, I've slept in some great hotels in my time, but nothing like the Giza Dreams sheets.
Tone it down on there?
I'll go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special. You'll find out all about them and use my promo code USA to get 30% off and free shipping. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Giza Dreams sheet special, use my promo code USA.
A teen in Phoenix, Arizona is in custody after allegedly bringing potassium nitrate to school and making threats against what he referred to as a Muslim church. A Phoenix police sergeant says the threat was serious.
Stating that a person wants to blow up a church or house of worship is one thing. Then the following day, when an individual is found with some chemicals that could create an explosion, that changes things.
Potassium nitrate is a salt-like substance. It's not dangerous on its own, but when it's mixed with other chemicals, it can create a flash powder.
But
police say no threat was made against the teenager's school, only against that so-called Muslim church.
Not in my...
California
not in me.
Continues to lead the U.S. in air pollution. The American Lung Association releasing its annual State of the Air report, saying seven of the top 10 smoggiest cities are in California. Los Angeles continues to hold down the top spot, and it's had the worst air pollution for 19 of the past 20 years.
Something just changed. I got nothing in my left.
Kim Jong-un's arrived in Russia for his meeting with Russia's President Vladimir Putin. Kim arriving by train today in the Russian city of Vladivostok, which is where he is scheduled to meet with Putin tomorrow. A Kremlin official says Kim and Putin are expected to discuss the international standoff over North Korea's nuclear program. And for USA Radio News, I'm Chris Barnes.
Then we go to video library.
The news is over.
I know, I hear it.
Are you looking to get your message in front of a qualified audience through all the noise out there today? Consider taking an advertisement out on Hunterdon Chamber Radio, WHCR, DB, the voice of business. Contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org.
Yeah, I got nothing.
Traffic stuff.
Max Living, brought to you by the Max Challenge of Clinton, New Jersey. Join me, your host, Mark LaRose, every Wednesday at 1 p.m. right here on Hunterdon Chamber Radio. I'll be discussing important health and fitness subjects, featuring guests and success stories. We are here to help motivate you.
USA Radio News with Chris Barnes.
President Trump is vowing to fight back against every subpoena issued by Democrats in the U.S. House as he spoke with reporters at the White House while leaving for a trip to Georgia, where he'll attend an opioid summit this afternoon. He told reporters that he is the most transparent of any president and called Democratic investigative efforts a bunch of nonsense, insisting again that the Robert Mueller report found no collusion and no obstruction. His special counsel, Kellyanne Conway, says it is time to move on.
When you prosecute and you investigate, you either refer for indictment or you decline to refer for indictment. The rest, frankly, is a little bit gratuitous.
Sri Lankan defense officials say the bombers behind that series of sophisticated coordinated attacks on Easter Sunday are from middle class and well-educated upbringings. And this is USA Radio News.
The great thing about facts, they're proven. Like the fact that crude oil contains impurities. Or that base oil made from natural gas is 99.5% free of impurities. And the fact that Pennzoil is the first synthetic motor oil made from natural gas, not crude oil. It gives you unbeatable engine protection. The proof is in the Pennzoil. Based on Sequence 4A wear test using SAE5W30. Available on Amazon.
With Amazon Music, a voice is all you need.
Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Alexa, play Maren Morris.
Okay.
Oh, yeah. Won't you stop your crying? I know that you're trying. Everything's gonna be okay.
Get unlimited access to over 50 million songs. Download the Amazon Music app today.
A Republican governor not ruling out giving President Trump a primary challenge next year.
Coming to New Hampshire and listening to people is a part of that process.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addiction, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarolecounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselor's Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselor's Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health. Well, good afternoon and welcome to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I'm also a licensed professional counselor here in the state of New Jersey. And I bring Counselor's Chat to you to provide some education and good mental health and to also remove the stigma around seeking out counseling. So I have today several guests with me. Stephen W. Roll, who, if I don't know if you can see, it's Vet Center. He works for the VA in a counseling center. He's got his master's in counseling. He is also nationally certified as a counselor, and he's a licensed associate counselor. And then I have Amber Polczyzicki, and she is my intern for the semester, and she is working on getting her master's in counseling. So we've got all of these sort of this three stages going on here, which is kind of cool. So I invited Steve, who, if you can tell, his last name is Roll. I'm Altamura Roll. Yes, we are married. Steve works for the VA. In a counseling center in Bristol, and one of the things that they do a lot is they work a lot with sexual trauma, and this is Sexual Trauma Awareness Month, so this is a good opportunity to have you. Welcome, Steve.
Thank you. It's good to be here.
Yes. So tell us a little bit about the counseling centers that the VA offer. They're not hospitals, are they?
No, they're not. We are, as Ruth said, as you said, we are part of the VA. We fall under the Veterans Health Administration, but we're not a medical facility. We're not in the hospitals. We're not in the medical clinics. We're out in the communities. So we do behavioral health counseling strictly. We are LPCs, licensed professional counselors, and licensed clinical social workers only. No psychiatrists, no psychologists, anything like that. Actually, there are a couple of centers that do have a psychologist in them, but no psychiatrists, no meds, nothing like that. Strictly talk therapy. There's 300 nationwide. Five consider this more or less the Philadelphia area, because you get a lot of Philadelphia TV stations up here. So there's my office in Bristol, which is in Lower Bucks. We have two in Philadelphia proper. There's one in Norristown in Montgomery County, and then there's another office in Trenton, in the Ewing section of Trenton. So there's five. We're well represented in the area, a lot of vets in this area. And we do behavioral health counseling. It's mostly trauma-based, whether it's post-traumatic stress or even just generalized anxiety or anything like that. We're part of what's called a readjustment counseling service. So we help military, you know, veterans in active duty adjust either from, you know, coming off deployment and coming back to stateside, because we see active duty as well, or also men and women who are transitioning out of the service into civilian life, because it's definitely a different pace of life.
Right. And is it just people that are in the current engagements, you know, Afghanistan and...
No, we can see anybody as long as they were involved in any kind of a conflict for which an expeditionary medal or a combat action badge was issued. So we have we've had a couple of vets from World War II, Korea. All right, now many of our vets are Vietnam, but Gulf War from the early 90s are starting to come in, and now also Iraq, Afghanistan, and other conflicts as well, Somalia, Grenada, Panama, Lebanon. I was in Lebanon. So anything for which an expeditionary medal was issued.
Okay. So, and you said there's 300 of these counseling centers around the country.
Nationwide and in every territory.
So how would someone seek out your, like, where? How would they even find you?
Well, that's basically what I do. That's kind of why I'm here. And also, I go around to different resource fairs, VFW halls, American Legion posts, and give presentations about what the vet centers do. Also, we are on the VA website. So if somebody goes to the VA website, they can look for the facilities. There's a drop-down. Give you all the medical facilities, the vet centers, and all of that. So that's the easiest way is for me to get out and about and try to raise awareness. It's been said, I saw a public service announcement that the vet centers had done way back when, and a gentleman that was being interviewed on there said that he goes to a vet center, and he said it's the best-kept secret in the VA.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that was kind of stunning to me, and so I've kind of made it my goal to make us the worst-kept secret in the VA. So I want everybody to know about vet centers.
So Steve's been working there 7 years?
9 years.
Oh, my gosh, 9 years. And, you know, he is – I'm very proud of him. He's very, very dedicated to what he does, and he works weekends and evenings and runs around with his tent and sets up at parades and all kinds of things to really get the word out to vets that, you know, that this service is out there. So I'm going to take a little commercial break. I'm not going to leave you out. You're going to have some things to talk about, too, in this whole topic. But I do have some commercials to get to, and I want to kind of get to them so that we have a nice chunk of time in between commercials. So I'm Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for Counselor's Chat, and we'll be right back.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 40 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisals, sales and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rabcoin has been for the industry since 1974. Founder and owner Randy Block has been an expert and an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875. You're listening to WHCR-DB, HuntertonChamberRadio.com. Brought to you by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
This is Tony Clark, paraplanner at Patton Heidi & Associates. Americans believe they should be in charge of their own future, how they will live tomorrow. Since 1894, Ameriprise Financial has worked for their clients' futures, helping millions of Americans retire on their terms, when they want, where they want, doing what they want. Today, Patton Heidi & Associates, a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., remains true to the vision of always putting clients first. We are ready to help you put a confident retirement more within reach. Put the strength of a leader in retirement planning to work for you through a personal one-to-one relationship. Patton Heidi & Associates will work with you to develop a plan to help you pursue your retirement goals. Call today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor, Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., member FINRA and SIPC.
Advancing Hunterdon is an ever-sharp focus on the growth and prosperity of Hunterdon County's businesses. Advancing Hunterdon engages businesses within and throughout the county that are responsive to a call to action as the next chapter in business success. If your business and organization wants to get engaged, contact the Chamber today at 908-782-7115 or give us an email at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. Advancing Hunterdon, a roadmap for economic growth for the business community of Hunterdon.
Well, good afternoon and welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I'm a licensed professional counselor, a small practice here in Flemington, and I have with me several guests. One is Amber Polczyski, who is my intern for this semester, and she's been helping with shows and various other things, wanting to learn about what it's like to have a private practice. And I have, Stephen W. Roll, who also has his master's in counseling, nationally certified, and a licensed associate counselor. So he's working on his big-time license.
Right.
And he works for the VA, and he's here to talk to us a little bit about the sexual trauma that, because it is Sexual Trauma Awareness Month, so he works for a county. Well, you tell us.
Well, yeah, like I said, I work for a counseling center. Vet centers are counseling centers for war zone vets and their families. Also, anyone who's a survivor of military sexual trauma. So those are our two primary missions. And this being Sexual Assault Awareness Month, it seemed appropriate for me to be on your show and talk about it a little bit.
How many clients would you say come in that are related to sexual trauma?
Probably, I'd say the majority of our female clients who come in are MST, military sexual trauma. And we do have a handful of men who've come in that have been subjected to MST as well. So I'd say, you know, percentage-wise, maybe 15, 20%.
Well, that's high. It shouldn't be any.
It's pretty high. No, it shouldn't be. It shouldn't be. It's very true.
And, you know, sexual trauma is not just, you know, obviously related to military. It's you're on campus. I'm sure there's sexual trauma on campus.
Absolutely. I mean, there's sexual trauma everywhere. And some people, they do talk about it a lot, but I don't think they do more than, they need to do more than just, like, talk about it. I think they need to do more, like, involvement in, like, the campuses and stuff, just from what I've seen, instead of just speaking about the topic. I think enforcing actual plans and procedures to have when these incidents may come about, so I think that's important.
Yeah, and, you know, sexual trauma is not just men against women. It could be women against women. It could be men against men. It could be a group against one, you know, and the reality is, and I think one of the key words here is it's trauma that is perpetrated on a sexual level.
Mm-hmm.
Does that mean actually having a sexual act of rape, or is there other things too that you would say would be included in sexual trauma?
Yeah.
Go ahead.
There's a lot of other things. Just simply sexual harassment, the withholding of promotions due to inappropriate advances and things like that. It's not just intercourse. It's not just non-consensual sex. It can be assault of a sexual nature that is violent, not sexual, which is what rape is mostly anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So, but yeah, we've had all sorts of different instances of hazings in boot camp and guys who were particularly unliked and unlikable, perhaps on different ships and in different units and commands, that guys would gang up on them, like you said, and they would do certain things. So we'll not get into the details, but
no.
So it's not just sex.
It's violence.
Penetrational sex. It's violence.
And I'm going to say, and I have a lot of clients that have had some type of sexual trauma,
sure.
Even from when they were kids, incest and things that had happened when they were in school and being in abusive relationships. So, it's not a pleasant thing at all. And the bottom line is it is traumatic.
Yeah.
So, there are symptoms of trauma. I guess
sure.
if someone is struggling with symptoms of trauma, what are some of their, some of the symptoms?
Sometimes you don't even, completely forget. I am a survivor of sexual trauma, the reason why I went into this field, and I was 13 years old when it happened, and I'd say for almost a month, I didn't even remember what happened. It completely... all of a sudden, it popped in my head. It was so weird. I woke up the next morning, and I was just blank. It looks like I completely blacked out. So that's, one of the hugest symptoms that stuck out to me. So you can completely forget as a form of shock, trauma. So.
Yeah, exactly. And that is also a piece of post-traumatic. Post, I tell this to clients all the time, post, after the trauma.
Right.
And it can show up the trauma can show up, 3-6 months or later?
Yeah.
After?
Yeah, it has to be, I believe it's the criteria is 30 days after the incident. Anything that happens prior to that is acute trauma. After that is when it becomes a post-traumatic
right.
stress.
And I grew up in a family where there was a lot of incest, and my mom didn't remember until she was an adult what happened to her. But our family's beginning to talk about it, so that is a healing process.
That is part of the healing process.
But other things that, like you said, and really thank you so much for sharing that. That takes a lot of courage to do that, and that's also very healing to talk about it. But the thing is that, yes, that is one of the symptoms, having that memory regress and be repressed because it's just shocking. And so you don't really remember it, but then it does come up. But there are other signs of trauma.
Yeah.
Flashbacks.
Flashbacks.
Flat
affect, emotional numbness,
Well, what does that mean, flat affect?
Flat affect, that's true. Flat affect just means you have no emotional response to things. You're flat. You're expressionless. You're emotionless. It's just kind of going through the motions of life. When you see somebody that has a flat affect like that, where they just don't express anything. Usually there's some sort of trauma involved,
mm-hmm.
and unless you get some schizophrenia or something as well, but
right.
But usually it's just trauma, it's a traumatic response.
Right. And then you said, I said flashbacks.
Right.
You know, and a flashback is when it, you know, something happens and it feels like you're reliving it. So that's one thing that happens.
Self-medication.
Meaning?
A lot of people turn to drugs and alcohol.
Mm-hmm.
Going back to the numbness, the emotional numbness, this is what they use to numb, to not feel what they've gone through.
Yeah.
They remember it, but they don't, you know. They don't
and then
feel
they have night terrors. So night terrors is you're having a dream. It seems so real. You wake up, panic attack. So panic attacks, hypervigilance. What's hypervigilance?
This is a quiz.
This is a quiz. Well, you know.
Me too.
Yeah, hypervigilance is an extreme awareness of your surroundings. I mean, everybody has kind of an awareness of what's going on around them. It's where you have. I would say that part of hypervigilance is generally an exaggerated startle response as well. So everything. Everything catches your attention, and so you're always on the lookout for something. You're always on looking out for danger, and everything is dangerous potentially. So when you've been traumatized, so there are no safe spaces.
Mm-hmm.
So,
and the startle response is, you know, somebody comes up behind you. You're really quiet. You're really involved in something, and you go.
Yeah. Yep. Yeah. Absolutely.
So, yeah. Yeah, and I have a little post-traumatic stress, but that's,
a little bit.
Yeah, so yeah. I have that startle response and some of that hypervigilance and, you know, I think we do tend to think of post-traumatic stress in general related to the military and that kind of thing, but we don't think of that in terms of the sexual aspect, even in military and in the public in general. So I think it's important that we do talk about it.
One of the things that differentiates, I'd say, military sexual trauma from, I don't want to say regular sexual trauma, but sexual trauma in the civilian community is the aspect of a loss of camaraderie, of a bond. You, as a military unit, you train together, you work together, you know, it's often said that a military unit or any military, you know, soldiers, Marines, whatever, that they're not fighting for some kind of a grander cause necessarily. They're fighting for the guy next to them, on either side, and the one behind. That's who they're fighting for. They fight as a unit. They train as a unit. They work as a unit. That's the whole idea of basic training. Basically, is to create this idea of working as one. You have to have a certain degree of trust in a situation like that. You have to be able to trust the guy on your left and the guy on your right, and the gal that's up there on the machine gun mount on top of the Hummer. You have to be able to trust these people. And if you get in a situation where that trust is broken, that bond is broken, it's doubly traumatic because you've established this relationship with these people, and they're your team, they're your crew, and now that's been damaged.
Yeah,
and it's very difficult to get that back.
I would assume if someone is still active in the military, they may get put into a different unit. I would think.
Yeah, that's. Yes, generally speaking, but sometimes what happens is that the person who assaulted them might wind up getting transferred into their unit, back into the unit that they transferred to. It's like,
oh,
you know, it's a needs of the military kind of thing where someone who goes, especially if it's been a senior enlisted, a, you know, sergeant or something like that, who's going to go from one unit to a different unit as a senior non-commissioned officer, they may be in charge of people that he had from boot camp.
Yeah.
If he was a drill instructor or something like that. And so that does happen, unfortunately. I've heard a couple of our clients have had that happen where a person that was their tormentor basically followed them around, not by their own desires of, to follow them around, but you follow them from command to command to command.
Right.
And it's very difficult to deal with
that. That's a sort of a double trauma.
It is.
That's like even, what's that, Jeffrey Dahmer, early in his, before he started his extreme stuff, he was in the military, and I watched a documentary where there was, he had two people that I guess they were roommates or something when they were in the military, and he was sexually assaulting them, and he, I forget what position he was, but he was threatening the men that he was sexually assaulting if they said anything, like, this and that would happen.
Sure.
And so they were going through this for, like, months, sometimes years, and they were terrified to say anything because right. of what would happen would be even worse. So.
Right. And that's the problem with the power differential.
Yeah.
Is that when you have somebody who is your a superior, either an officer or a non-commissioned officer, someone who is basically in charge of you and your unit, they wield a certain degree of power. So it's the power differential is where you have what you're really dealing with.
Absolutely.
So. One of the things that I think, you know, that's become sort of, I hate to use this word, sort of socially popular is the hashtag MeToo, which I think has some good validation because I think the more we, and I'm going to say I feel really sad about the fact that we have been talking about this. I've been in this field for 35 years. We're still talking about addiction. We're still talking about sexual trauma. We're still working at trying to educate the public. And I don't quite get why it's the word's just not getting out there, which is part of why I do Counselor's Chat, that these things, you know, are still happening and that really one of the best things is education and counseling. Sexual assault and sexual harassment are acts of violence. They're not, you know, they're using sex as a weapon rather than, you know, being in a loving sexual relationship. Very, very, very different. And, you know, one of the most difficult things, because we are sexual human beings, is having had sexual trauma, now I'm in a relationship with someone.
Right.
And, you know, if you think about the military, they... You know, somebody who's had a lot of exposure to bombs going off and now it's 4th of July or somebody's lawnmower backfires or whatever and they, like, you know, hit the deck. This is different in so many ways. It's much more complex because we are sexual human beings. And so now what do? So sometimes people may just shut down sexually, which then affects relationships. So... Yeah, exactly. It's not healthy physically. It's not healthy emotionally. People isolate, like you said, will get into drugs and alcohol. Sometimes just a particular way, a sexual partner may touch, or it can just flood, flood things.
Yep.
Brings back
all kinds of memories.
Right, exactly. So
feelings, phantom feelings.
Yeah, exactly, exactly. And so one of the things that's so important is that if you're in a relationship, and I'm thinking this is probably what happens if somebody has had sexual trauma, they're coming to you, they're in a relationship. I would think that you would want to see the partner.
That's usually how it works. We will, because we can see the family members or whatever is considered a family member by the military person. So we do a lot of couples counseling in situations like that. And a lot of times it can be, especially if it's a same-sex couple, a lot of times both partners have been sexually molested or assaulted in one way or another. So it makes it doubly difficult because they're each dealing with their own stuff and they have to deal with the two of them together, and it's very difficult.
It is. It's pretty complicated.
And one of the offshoots, you talk about the Me Too movement, one of the offshoots of the Me Too movement that's kind of happened now is for some people who have experienced sexual trauma, there's this there is a re-traumatization almost for them because a lot of it's being discussed on TV and on the radio and in movies and what have you, and so they're exposed to the issues again, and so it's bringing up all the feelings that they've had. And so it's almost a re-traumatization for a lot of people. So we VA has actually put out some guidelines on how to work with people who are being re-traumatized from exposure to, you know, what's happening in the media.
And that's what makes me so angry about movies, television shows that have rape scenes in them. It's like, why? Why would you do that? It's like, that's, why would anybody enjoy watching that? What, you can do something for entertainment, a scary movie, and use something else. Why do you have to use rape?
Right.
It's just, and it makes me so angry because I at any time I'm watching a TV show or a movie and there's rape, I have to get up. I can't, even if I close my eyes hearing it, I have to go.
Right.
And it just makes me so angry that it's like in all movies and television shows, and it's, I don't know why you do that. I don't know why you would even act that out. Like, how do you feel comfortable acting that out?
Steve, you know, there are times I say that we're watching something and I'll say, how do you do that? How in the world do you act that?
How do you act that? Yeah.
Like, I don't really get it. Just want to just take a little, I don't think I'm going to do a commercial break yet, but I just wanted to reiterate that, you know, I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, host of Counselors Chat. I'm here with Steve Roll, who is also a licensed associate counselor, works for the VA, and I have Amber Poltrzycki, who is working on her master's in counseling, so we're sort of like three different stages in this whole counseling career process, and we're here talking about sexual trauma. Steve is representing the VA, and the VA does a lot of work with people who have had sexual trauma, which, like you said, is not necessarily the full act of sex. It could be just sexual harassment. Mm-hmm. What would you say is sexual? Like, what would people think of as sexual harassment? I'm curious.
Well, again, the harassment part of it would be withholding of promotions, negative evaluations, which would effectively withhold a promotion. Basically, if you give somebody a bad eval, they're not going to move up in rank. And if they don't move up in rank, then eventually they're going to wind up having to get out of service. And this could be something where somebody wanted to make a career, and this would affect their lives, basically, for the rest of their life, perhaps.
Mm-hmm.
So there's that. But it's a power differential. You have someone who was in a position of superiority, who is making overtures unwanted overtures to a subordinate,
mm-hmm.
And then they're given bad duty assignments, again, withholding advancement, things like that. It's a power thing mostly.
Well, and I think too, just in terms of relationships or even coworkers, making fun of different body parts and, you know, in relationships, a lot of times it's that sexual trauma that happens. Mm-hmm. You know,
true.
People don't think, well, I'm married, but sexual trauma can happen in a marriage. It doesn't, you know, it's and you know, you mentioned power. It really is a huge power play. It's someone trying to have power and control over someone else, it's painful.
That's really what it all boils down to. Really, in a nutshell, you take away all the extraneous details of what is involved, all the details of what's involved, and it gets down to a power play. It's all about power. Who has power? Who's in control?
So I have here a little printout that Steve gave me, I guess last night or the night before, that's help for veterans affected by recent public discussions about sexual abuse, and which is sort of what we were talking about, getting re-traumatized. Mm-hmm. And, you know, it's the thing that's interesting, even as a counselor, and we have people that are sitting in our office talking about trauma, it's really a very delicate process because we, as counselors, do not want to re-traumatize our client. So this is my little bone of contention with insurance. So they say, oh, you get 26 weeks. So we're going to cover 26 weeks. First of all, it may take me 26 weeks just to build the trust. Right, exactly, right. Before my client even begins to talk about what happened to them. I have clients that sometimes I've been working with them for a year and a half, and I sit there, and I know just from what they're telling me, their symptoms and the way they relate to people and all, I know there's been sexual trauma, but they have not yet talked about it, and it's not my job to, you know, force it, because that then re-traumatizes.
Tell me about your sexual trauma.
Yeah, exactly.
I didn't have any sexual trauma.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. So it really is a very delicate process. So if somebody comes to the VA with sexual trauma issues, mm-hmm. is there a length of time? Like, how does that work in the VA?
Well, for us, there is no length of time. It's you can come for one session, you can come for 10 years. We have people in our office that have been with us from the beginning. So we've had people that have been coming in for 8 or 9 years now, mm-hmm. and have, you know, and they taper off. They don't come in every week necessarily anymore. They'll come in every couple of weeks, every 3 weeks, every month, every 6 weeks, what have you. But our services are also free, so we don't charge. There's no insurance. There's no copays. There's no anything like that. So your eligibility never expires. You know, as long as you were in a combat zone or had military sexual trauma, regardless of war zone experience, you didn't have to. If that happened in boot camp and you never deployed, doesn't matter. As long as you had some sort of sexual harassment or sexual trauma. You're eligible for our services regardless. So there are no limits to the number of visits or anything.
And I'm going to say it's one of the reasons I don't take insurance, because I don't like being limited by the insurance companies in terms of what I can do. And I'm more than willing to adjust a fee if I need to. Let me just check here. I think I'm going to take a little commercial break, and then I'd like to just talk about what are some of the, because I see here, things that can help. So I want to end with that aspect. So we'll be back in a few moments with Stephen W. Roll, Amber Poltrzycki, and myself, Ruth Altamira Roll, with Counselors Chat in just a few moments.
Are you struggling to find the right person to stay in that critical role in your company? Trying to attract and retain millennials? Regional Personnel is your staffing solution. Located in Lebanon, New Jersey, Regional Personnel is an ASA-certified, privately held staffing and recruiting firm providing you with everything from temporary to permanent employees. As ASA-certified professionals, we employ the latest tools and techniques to find, screen, and present to you the best talent that fits your needs. The result? Access to top talent in the shortest time with the lowest chance of turnover. We guarantee it. So call Regional today at 908-534-8113 or visit us on the web at regionalpersonnel.com.
Did you know that 1 in 5 people are affected by mental illness? NAMI Hunterdon is the locally affiliate for NAMI, the National Alliance on Mental Illness. We are all volunteers, and all our programs are free of charge. We offer Family to Family, a 12-week course for families that have an adult member with a mental illness. Another popular program is In Our Own Voice, where individuals who are living with mental illness discuss their challenges and their progress in overcoming those challenges. Another course we offer is Basics, a 6-week course for families with a child or an adolescent who has experienced mental illness. We also have a monthly support group for families on the third Thursday of every month. Please call NAMI Hunterdon at 908 384-0500 for more information about any of our programs or to join. NAMI Hunterdon, the voice for mental health in Hunterdon County.
Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
Everybody over there!
Get on up!
Everybody out there!
Get into it!
Everybody right there!
Get involved!
Everybody, you!
Did you know? The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce has over 20 active committees that you can participate in. Committees range from focus on business and government to economic development to events like our annual business expo. Contact the Chamber for more information today at 908-782-7115 or email us at info@hunterdon-chamber.org. The Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, the voice of business.
Well, welcome back to Counselor's Chat. I am Ruth Altamura-Roll, your host for today's program. I have my master's in counseling. I am nationally certified as a counselor. I'm a licensed professional counselor. Excuse me. I have a small practice here in Flemington. If anyone is interested in finding out more about what I do, you can find me on the web at www.altarollcounselor.com. That's Altarol with two L's, counselor.com. My little commercial says .net, so I have a new website, which I'm excited about, so please go and check it out. You can actually see some of my radio shows that have been streamed live there on my website, or you can go onto Counselor's Chat on Facebook, and you can look at some shows there. The Hunterdon Chamber Radio has an archive of shows. I've been doing this like 8 or 9 years, so I've got quite a library of shows and topics. I deal with all kinds of issues from addictions to trauma to depression and anxiety, couples counseling. If you're interested in an appointment, please give me a call at 908-237-2899. That's 908-237-2899. One other little plug is on May 11th, I am doing, it's called Spring into Mental Health. It's the my second annual, and hopefully I'm going to make this an annual event, full day education series of learning about mental health. The topic's going to be a little bit more this time on addictions and codependency and enabling with, you know, the opioid crisis being such a huge issue. And so I really wanted to present some information, educate the public, and it's also an experiential thing. It's not just sitting and hearing lecturing. There's going to be participation and lunch involved. You can, again, go on to Counselor's Chat, and you can look. There's a nice little somebody standing there with kind of their arms raised to a sunrise or sunset. So that's their little, I'm going to say, call it a little logo, where you can find that. And Amber's helping me with that, and Steve may be there. I'm not sure. We haven't really talked about it. So we're going to, you know, bring a nice program. So, again, it's on May 11th from 10 in the morning till 2:30, and lunch will be provided. So please come and join us. We'd love to have you. Anyway, so the topic today has been on sexual assault. It is Sexual Assault Awareness Month, Sexual and Harassment, and Stephen Roll here, he's from the VA, and they deal a lot with that, and so it's a huge, huge thing. And then I've got Amber here also, who's shared some things about herself, which was really, you know, takes courage to do that, but we need to talk about this issue. So one of the things that I said as we got into the commercial area is that, you know, having sexual trauma doesn't mean that you are unhealable.
Right.
So there is treatment, because, you know, going to the VA centers, coming to counseling, there is treatment. What are some of the things that can help? What are some of the treatment?
Well, talk therapy just helps. Just being able to talk about what's gone on in a safe environment. Mm-hmm. So knowing that you are, that what's said in the counseling space stays within the counseling space. That's a main thing. It's the trust. It's the rebuilding the trust that's really right. What's the most important thing. As far as any counseling, frankly, but sexual assault, sexual trauma specifically.
Right, exactly.
And I also think group counseling is a great thing because it makes you know that you're not alone.
You're not alone, sure.
You're not the only one who's gone through this. Like, there's people who really know how you feel, really understand, like, what you've been going to. Because, you can have somebody who hasn't gone through sexual trauma and that's counseling you, saying, like, I understand, I know what you're going through, but you really don't know unless it's happened to you. So having a community where people are sharing their experiences and feeling like you can really relate to somebody, I feel like that definitely helps a lot.
That's true. That's true. I think, too, and I say this with clients that have post-traumatic stress, that it's really important to, I say, name it. So when something gets triggered, to be able to say, okay, that was my post-traumatic stress that just kicked in. You know, this person really is not sneaking up behind me. Right. You know, it's just my startle response. Somebody touched me in a, go get a massage. I get touched in a particular way, and the person who's giving me a massage is not doing anything.
Right.
That's just my trauma kicking in, and I think that's really important. That the more that you can recognize when it gets kicked in and naming it, then the less invasive it actually becomes. It's like, okay, there it is, and then just kind of working on letting it go. And I think, you know, it's okay to say that to yourself and remind yourself. It's like, you know, I've been traumatized, and it actually alters my brain function.
Yeah.
And so to just think, you know, this, just get over it, that's
right.
Nonsense. Hmm. Like you said, joining a support group, sometimes it could be just a general support group. Sometimes it's counselor-led.
Right.
Is that something you guys do?
We do. We do.
Okay.
We don't have a specific, in our center anyway, a sexual trauma group. But there are centers that do have sexual trauma groups, anger management groups, things like that. We've only had a few different groups.
Okay.
We don't have a lot. But that is something that's done in a lot of different centers. Yeah.
Okay. I think, too, one of the things is that, you know, practicing some mindfulness, taking good care of yourself is really important. Learning about how to have good, healthy relationships. What does that look like?
Right.
Yeah. You mentioned it, and I'm looking at this little handout. It says, limit your exposure to media.
That's how I got myself in my situation. When I was a teenager, it was when social media really started coming about. So it was when, like, MySpace was around. And it was through communicating with people you don't know and this and that. And it just snowballs into a mess. Mm-hmm. And I believe that so many of the people going through sexual assault, trauma, it really comes down or back to social media, putting up provocative pictures, talking to strangers you don't know, and just doing things that are exposing yourself. Once the stuff's on the internet, it's always there. It doesn't matter if you delete it, it's always there.
Right.
So, and I think that's one of the biggest problems that people run into, but it's still being done, and I just don't get it.
Right.
Yeah. That's true.
That's true.
Yep. So, and then too, like you said, you know, if you're seeing violence of sexual nature on TV, right, you know, you might want to walk away mm-hmm. from it.
Mm-hmm.
You know, I think that that's a good thing. I think reminding yourself that it's a, you know, journey. It's, you know, recovery is, and recovery is an interesting word. We use it with addiction. It is a recovery process, and I think, you know, we are definitely changed by these traumas. Like I said, it alters our brain, changes us. But I think the more we talk about it, the better. So, you know, getting some really good friends that are supportive, being in a relationship with someone who is really supportive. You know, I've had, you know, relationships and, you know, somebody would say, you know, when are they going to get over it? Well, they're not going to get over it. They have to get through it, and you need to be patient. If you can't be patient, then maybe it's time to move on. You know, and so, you know, sometimes that happens. But I think I'm seeing here that there's actually a VA app store, and there's a mobile.va.gov app store mental health.
Yes.
What is that?
Yeah,
that,
it's apps for smartphones and iPhones. So you can put on, I think one of the ones that they mention on here is the Virtual Hope Box. Which basically it's used for dealing with trauma. You have to I can't really describe it. I have it on my phones. I have the PTSD one on my phones just to show people what it looks like. And I have some little cards that I hand out to people who are interested in using smartphones as an adjunct to their counseling.
Right.
So so there's a lot of mobile apps that have been developed by the VA that are free for the general public, not just for us counselors or anyone in the Veterans Administration or anything like that. They're very free and available to the public.
And one of the things that I do want to add is that if you have been sexually assaulted or sexually traumatized, by all means, call the police. You know, a lot of times people don't do that because they're ashamed, they're embarrassed. Once a perpetrator, you know, I'm not going to say always a perpetrator, but, you know, there are consequences to their behavior, and the consequence isn't just that the person who has been assaulted has to live with that trauma. The person who did the assaulting also needs accountability. So I think that's really important. But just to remember, take care of yourself, you know, work on having a spiritual grounding and feeling a sense of connection, doing meditation, yoga is really important. Begin to feel like, you know, work at getting back into your body, because sometimes what happens is you feel separated from your body. So that's where mindfulness and yoga can really work for you. And, you know, pay attention and get help. You don't have to be alone. And I think that, you know, we have the VA centers, we have other counseling centers, there's hospitals, there's private practitioners, so.
And there's also the crisis line. So,
okay,
you know,
that's right,
the
crisis line.
24/7 mm-hmm. crisis line is 1-800-273-8255.
Repeat that.
1-800-273-8255.
That's right.
It's just the general crisis line for anyone who's experiencing any sort of a mental health issue that you need somebody to talk to at all hours, 24/7. The Veterans Crisis Line is you dial that number and then you press 1.
Okay, great.
Veterans, but it's just general.
Well, thank you very much. I think this has been a very open discussion. And, you know, if you've had some sexual trauma or harassment in your life, please, by all means, seek out help. There is help, and you don't need to suffer alone with this. So I'm Ruth Altamura Roll, your host for Counselors Chat, and we will be back next week with another mental health topic. So I wish you all good mental health.
When friends are not enough and you are struggling with depression, anxiety, or addictions, it's time to seek out help. Mental health is one of the most important building blocks to a healthy life. Tune into Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon and listen to many topics that pertain to good mental health. With Ruth Altamura Roll, a licensed professional counselor, as your host, you will learn about many facets of good mental health. Let's remove the stigma. Go to www.altarollcounselor.net for more information about my practice. And please follow me on Counselors Chat on Facebook. Remember, Counselors Chat every Wednesday at noon. I wish you good mental health.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4-HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.